Let's do speed jokes. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. David Hochberg knows a little bit about economics and numbers, and he sponsors speed jokes because it's a good value. Thanks for sending jokes in, Carl and Harlan and Chandler, who writes, I'm excited that my girlfriend is coming to see me tomorrow from San Diego. Harlan, I've said it more than once. We don't need to know. But we're happy for you. Southside Limey is in Oak Forest. Barb Ebner sent us a joke from LaPorte, Indiana. Preston Cobb did from Schaumburg. Richard sent one from Northbrook. Daniel Hip did, and many more. Thanks for sending them in. Andy, what do you call someone who sleeps in his socks?
I don't know.
Tiny. I got this email sent in. Bad news, John. I was fired today. Thanks to Elon Musk, my team was so close to solving. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? $25 million. Down the drain. One farmer complained to another, all my bull does is eat grass. Won't even look at a cow, and I need him to service my cows. His friend said, take him to my vet. The next week, that first farmer's a lot happier. The vet gave him some pills, he said, and the bull serviced all of my cows. And then he broke through the fence and he bred all my neighbor's cows. He's like a machine now. And the first farmer says, well, what kind of pills were they? And the second guy says, I don't know, but they taste like peppermint. Guy tells his psychiatrist, every night I panic. I think there's somebody hiding under the bed. The doctor says, I can help. Come by three times a week for 2 years at $200 a visit. 6 months later, he runs into the psychiatrist and he says, why didn't you ever come back to see me? He says, for $200? I found a carpenter who cured me for a lot less. The psychiatrist says, what did he do? He said, he cut the legs off my bed. Andy, I just found out about recency bias.
Oh, yeah?
Easily the best cognitive bias I've ever heard of. Hey, Andy, I just heard about observation bias.
Again, oh, yeah?
Now I'm seeing it everywhere. Hey, Steve, are those smarty pants jokes? I don't think so.
No.
I think the problem is they're not jokes. And finally, St. Peter recently had a Ring doorbell installed on the pearly gates. Imagine that. So people no longer have to go knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Thank you.